It's good to see each. Good to see each one. Some of you I recognize. Welcome back. Others may be new. Welcome to you this evening.
非常高兴看到大家，你们呢有些是新来的，欢迎你们新来的，以前呢有些来的我也认识，所有的人我们都欢迎。
So our plan this evening is as usual, we're going to spend some time, just a little time in prayer, then we'll get into our study this evening in the book of Ephesians.
我们今天晚上的那个程序跟你们大家也都很熟悉，跟以前是一样。我们先呢来祷告，然后再开始学习以弗所书。
Next week, Lord willing, we'll carry on, but I will have to leave earlier in the evening as I usually do every second week. And Kevin Yip is with us tonight. He probably will be speaking to us after I close off next week.So he's here sort of learning what it is we do and who we are. Pray for him. He'll be helping us speak next Saturday evening.
这个呢就是像大家都熟悉的，因为我每隔一个星期呢我就要稍微早一点离开。那么说呢这个星期呢我是会整个都讲完，然后呢那个 Kevin Yip 这个弟兄呢大家看到他今天来听一下我们这节课，因为下个星期六的时候他当 Harold 必须早点离开的时候呢 Kevin Yip 他会跟我们讲下半场，所以呢请大家呢也为他祷告，谢谢。
So again we are grateful to be together. Let's just pray that the Lord will help us tonight and then we'll turn to the book of Ephesians.
跟以前一样，我们现在祷告，祷告请求主来帮助我们，然后我们开始学习以弗所书。
So Lord, we're thankful for each one who's able to be with us at this time.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩，感恩为每一个人献上感恩，因为他们今天和我们在一起。
And our prayer, Lord, is that you will both teach us and then enable us to walk in the ways that you do teach us.
所以呢主啊，我们的今天祷告就是您来教导我们，教导我们呢就是说呢我们也按照您教导我们的方式去与您同行。
And we would remind you, Lord, that we are weak and we need your strength and power to guide us through each trying hour.
所以主啊，我们知道我们呢是软弱的，所以我们也要需要您的力量，需要您呢来帮助我们呢，这样呢我们可以借着您的力量继续在我们的困难中继续下去。
So help us this evening, Lord, and we would present Kevin Yip to you. He's not terribly well this evening, Lord. Strengthen him, we pray.
所以主啊，求您帮助我们。今天呢，我们也把凯文也交到您手里，他现在身体不大好，所以呢，我们求您的赐给他力量。
And so help us now as we open the word together. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以呢，求您帮助我们，当我们打开神的话的时候呢，我们再次呢也献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good to see everyone. Welcome to Karen, who's just joined us, and all the rest of you. I haven't had a chance to see all your names yet, but good to see everyone tonight.
再次看见大家非常高兴，欢迎大家，特别欢迎 Karen。你们其他的一些人呢，那个名字他们来得及看，所以呢，也同样也欢迎大家。
So we've been going through the book of Ephesians, and we notice in the first three chapters that there are listed for us great blessings that we have when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
所以呢，我们前面呢已经学过了以弗所书的前面的三章，在那三章里呢，我们读到了，如果我们信主耶稣基督为我们的救主的话呢，我们会得到巨大的神的赐福。
The problem is though that having received those blessings, We need to know what to do. We got them all as gifts. We got them all as promises. But how do we build on them? How do we live the Christian life?
现在问题就是我们如果得到那些赐福，那以后呢，我们怎么样去接受那些赐福，然后我们怎么样去活出来？因为我们在我们的基督徒的人生里面呢，我们都是这些赐福作为神的恩赐和神的应许，所以呢，我们怎么样把这些福气运用在我们基督徒的人生中来？
And so the second half of the book of Ephesians, chapters 4 and 5 and 6, basically explain to us how we go about living in light of all the blessings that the Lord gives us when we ask Jesus to be our Savior.
这个呢，下半本书呢，以弗所书下面不是所有的都是那个。 关于我们接受了神的赐福以后，我们怎么样在我们的人生中去做？怎么样在我们接受了主耶稣基督为我们的救主以后，我们怎样把这些福气运用在我们的人生中来？So
let's start reading this evening in chapter 5 of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5.
今天晚上呢，我们开始学习呢《以弗所书》的第五章。And
the verse says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and has given us Himself as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet savor offering or sweet smelling savor."
刚才读的是《以弗所书》第五章第一节和第二节，第一节说呢，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，行在爱你，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。So
the question is, how would we walk? And the answer is simple. We would walk as children of the Lord Jesus Christ and of God.
因为这个呢，就是问题是我们怎么样去与神同行呢？与神同行就是我们应该效法神，效法神呢，就像我们是神和主耶稣基督的儿女一般。This
is a purposeful requirement, but in many respects, it's a very simple and almost automatic requirement.
其实这个呢，也是一些要求。有时候呢，这些要求呢是非常简单的，也是一些自动的要求。If
the Lord Jesus Christ is our Father, it's very, very logical that we would act like Him.
所以呢，如果那个主耶稣基督他是我们的父的话呢，这个在逻辑上呢是讲的非常通的，因为我们要效法他。
You don't really have to teach a child to act like his father or his mother. That just comes almost automatically.
And
it's also almost automatic for us to behave that way in the presence of our Father, our God.
所以呢，对我们来说也是以那种方式呢，在我们的父和我们的神面前那样去做。It
is also true that a child learns to be like his father slowly. It doesn't come every in 10 seconds. It isn't something that just happens, but we train ourselves to behave like our father. So it is with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢，里面呢，就是说呢，对一个孩子来说，他去效法他的父亲呢，就是一个比较漫长的过程。这种效法呢，并不是说在十秒钟就可以发生的。所以呢，就是说我们去效法我们的主耶稣基督，效法我们的父，也是一个很长的过程。
And Jesus Christ in verse 1 is presented as the great example, he's the one who loved us and gave himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God, sweet smelling savor.
因为主耶稣基督呢，是我们的一个很好的榜样。因为主耶稣基督他爱我们，他为我们舍了己，把自己呢当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
So just as the Lord Jesus offered himself to God as an offering, and that became a sweet smelling savor or a perfume to God, so we emulate him. We say we want to love and we want to offer ourselves to God in such a way that we will smell sweet to God as well.
就像我们的主耶稣基督呢，他为我们舍了己，他把自己呢当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。所以呢，这个呢，因为主，所以我们也要效法主耶稣基督，我们也要把我们自己当作馨香的供物与祭物献于神。
Now verse 3 says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as become a saint. And so the opposite of love to the Lord Jesus and to God is unholy love in the worldly sense.
因为这个第三节呢，既是至于淫乱，并且污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，圣徒理当这样。
So for us to harbor in our lives a love that is outside of the commands of God, the love of fornication is outside the commands of God. If in fact we were to love things as the subject of covetousness is, those things would be foreign to us because our responsibility is to love God.
因为我们的职责呢是去爱神，所以在神的命令里面呢，在第三节里讲的这些污秽的啊，这些贪婪的，这些都是在神的命令之外。所以呢，我们不应该去爱这些污秽的，我们不应该去贪婪。我们的职责呢是去爱我们的神，所以我们要遵守神的命令。
And then verse 4 goes on, says, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking or jesting. These are not convenient. There's subjects of our conversation that would not be wise for a Christian. We don't say foolish things. We don't say filthy things. We don't say bad things. We have a conversation that is pure and lovely and holy, and a conversation that just about anybody could listen to.
这个第四节讲的呢，就是淫词妄语和喜笑的话，都不相宜。怎样说感谢的话？其实这里面讲的呢，这些不好的这些话呢，这些虚妄的话呢，和这些不严肃的话呢，其实我们作为基督徒来说呢，我们都不应该去讲这样的话。这样讲这样的话呢，与我们的身份不相符，因为我们是要讲有爱的，我们要讲圣洁的话。And
the opposite of all that, interesting, is the giving of thanks.
所以呢，其实呢，所有的这些呢，它的反面呢，是我们要一直感恩。So
in many respects, the Christian is just about the most thankful person you'll ever meet.
所以基本上讲呢，一个基督徒呢，就是你所见过的最愿意感恩的人。He
gives thanks out of a heart of love, verse 3.
所以呢，这个第三节讲呢，他是从内心的爱来说感谢的话。And
he gives thanks out of a mouth of purity and holiness and gratitude, verse 4.
所以呢，其实呢，在那个第四节呢讲的，他给出的那种感恩呢，是一种圣洁的、更有爱的感恩。
I remember the story, heard about it when I was much younger. I heard a story about a man who was walking down the street.
听那个故事，我呢，一个人呢，在街上走路。
He wasn't watching where he was going, and he ended up bumping into a telephone pole.
他呢，其实没有注意往前看，他只是往前走，往前走着走着，他就碰到了一个电线杆子上去。
And instead of saying bad things, he just apologized. He said, oh, excuse me. And then he realized it was the telephone pole he was speaking to. But he was thankful even to the telephone pole.
因为这个人呢，他其实没有意识到，他没有去说一些骂人的坏话，他说，哦，对不起，他跟那个电线杆子道歉。但是呢，他当他意识到他在跟一个电线杆子道歉的时候呢，他仍然非常感谢，感恩。
So the Christian should be a happy person, and he will be a happy person if in fact his heart is right. It's not divided. It's a heart that's right for God and not for evil, and a mouth that talks good and wise things. He'll be a happy man, and he'll talk like a happy man.
所以基督徒呢，应该是一个非常高兴的人。高兴的人呢，因为他其实他心里呢，他是对神有爱的，所以呢，他的心呢，里面没有魔鬼。所以这个基督徒呢，他说的话。 都是一些圣洁的，但爱的话。所以呢，这样呢，一个基督徒呢，他说话呢，他从此内心发出的那种喜乐和高兴。Now,
one of the big problems in the lives of all people is the morals question.
因为这个对人所有的很多人的人生里面的其中的一个问题呢，其实就是。
So verse 5 goes back and tells us, he says, for this you know, that no fornicator or unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ and of God.
因为你们知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无基业的，有贪心的，就与拜偶像的一样。God's
plan, according to the instructions at the beginning of Genesis, is that each man have his own wife, each wife have her own husband, but that there be none other in that particular relationship.
所以神的计划呢，是从我们创世纪就开始了，就是我们就是一夫一妻制，一个丈夫呢只有一个妻子，一个妻子只有一个丈夫，在其他的任何人在他们之间是没有，不能有任何的关系的。And
so verse 5 is a warning against those who might say, well, I would like to have other relationships, not just a man and a wife, but I would like to have other relationships as well.
第五节呢，只是一个警告，警告说呢，就是说呢，我们有可能就是说呢，我们不想只跟夫妻呢有关系，我们还想和其他的人有关系。
And God calls that fornication. That would be wrong, and it's very, very sinful because those who practice it will not inherit the kingdom of God in Christ.
所以神把这样的淫乱那个说成是非常非常坏的，在神眼里。所以这个它坏到一种什么程度？严重到一个什么程度呢？就是如果人犯了这种淫乱的罪，在基督和神的国里都是无基业的。
Similarly, the warning of Paul here to the Ephesians is that it's not just those who practice fornication that are wrong, but it's also those who have fornication in the mind. It's not just something that they do, but it's something that fills their mind that they're thinking about. And God says, no, that is very wrong as well.
这个里面使徒保罗在对以弗所的那些圣徒们讲呢 不光是那些行淫乱的人，有淫乱行为的人是错的。同样呢，如果一个人在他大脑去想那些淫乱的事，去想一些他不该想的事，去想那些这样的事都是错误的。
Now this is a very important topic in scripture.
所以这个呢，在圣经里是一个非常的重要的主题。
You'll remember in the Old Testament that God destroyed many nations because of their immorality.
所以呢，你也知道，在那个旧约里呢，其实神呢，他摧毁了很多的城市，甚至是国家，因为他们的淫乱。
He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed the Canaanite people in the days of Joshua. He destroyed the Benjamites in the days of the Judges. He destroyed Israel and Judah in the days of the prophets. God says, don't do that.
因为当时呢，神摧毁了索多玛和俄摩拉城。同样呢，神摧毁了那个迦南地，就是当时约书亚他们那个时代的所有的迦南人。神呢也同样呢摧毁了那个本杰明那个部落，是因为在以在那个士师记里面的记载的那个。同样呢，神也摧毁了以色列和犹大国，是在当时的后来的那些里面。
But in our day, we've turned it all around, and our society basically said these things are good.
但是我们的今天的社会呢，把这些东西呢，全部是都搞错了。他们说呢，这些淫乱的罪是可以的。
And so in Canada, right now, we have what is called the Pride Month.
因为在加拿大，我们今天呢，有一个称之为骄傲的，也骄傲月。
And it's not something that any society should be proud of or any individual proud of because the wrath of God falls upon people for that particular sin. That's what verse 5 says.
所以呢，这个呢，其实呢，他们在感到骄傲的呢，其实实际上并不是某些个人或者说某些社区，他们应该感到骄傲的事儿。神说呢，他们感到骄傲的那些都是罪，就像在以弗所书第五章第五节里所提到的。
So verse 6 says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these wicked things,the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience."
这个呢，第六节说呢，不要被人虚妄的话欺骗，因为这些事，神的愤怒必临到那些悖逆之子。
And our politicians and our popular press are in fact attempting to deceive us with these vain words.But doesn't matter how they do it, God is still going to punish these terrible sins.
这个呢，其实呢，我们当今的政客和我们当今的主要的那些媒体呢，他们试图来用这些虚妄的话欺骗我们。但不管怎么说，神最终要去惩罚这种淫乱的罪。
And therefore, verse 7 says, don't be a partaker with them. That's what's going on, but don't you get anywhere near it.
因为这样呢，第七节说，所以你们不要与他们同伙，就是说你们不要参与进去，不要跟这样的事情有任何的关系。
Don't get near it in your practice. Don't get near it in your thoughts, in your covetous heart.Don't get near it. Don't have anything to do with it.
所以呢，不要和那些人呢，就在你的行为上跟他们有任何的接近，也不要从你的那个思想里去想任何和他们相关的事儿，也不要从你的贪婪的心里去贪婪任何的东西。
And so the parallel thoughts here in verses 8 and following are thoughts of light and darkness.
这个呢，从第八节开始呢，讲到的呢，就是光和黑暗的关系。
Sin is darkness, and the truth of God is light.
罪它就是黑暗，那么神的真理呢，就是光。
And so in verse 8, we read, for you were sometimes darkness. You used to be like that. But now you're light in the Lord. You were not only in darkness, you were darkness. Now you're not only in light, but you are light. What a wonderful thing.
所以第八节讲，从前你们是黑暗的。所以那个就是说你们从前是黑暗的，但你们现在却不是。但如今呢，你们是在主的光里面的，所以呢，这个呢，你们不光是在光里，你们已经是在主里面的光了。
So we are to walk as children of light. In all that we do, we walk in the light, just as little children like to walk in the light.
所以呢，我们就是像一个孩子一样，就是在光里面行。所以呢，我们在光里面行呢，就像一个小孩子一样，他在光，他喜欢在光里行。
And verse 8 says, verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
第九节说呢，圣灵所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、真理。
Where are you going to find the fruit of the Spirit?
你从哪里可以找到圣灵的果子呢?
I keep telling you about my cherry trees.
所以呢，我一直在跟大家讲我的那个樱桃树。
I've got 3 cherry trees.
然后呢，你有3棵樱桃树。
Last year, I didn't have 3 cherries. It was a bad year.
所以去年呢，他甚至连3颗樱桃都没收着，是一个坏的收成的年。
This year, I think I'm going to have hundreds of cherries, and frankly, I'm very excited.
所以呢，今年呢，他希望他呢，收获成百个的樱桃，所以呢，他为此呢，已经感到有点兴奋了。
I like eating cherries.
他特别喜欢吃樱桃。
Now, the fruit of my yard and my cherry tree is cherries. That's fruit.
所以呢，在他后院里的那个樱桃树的果子就是樱桃，樱桃是樱桃树的果子。
But the fruit of my life is actually the fruit of the Spirit of God in my life.
但是呢，我人生所结的果子呢，实际上就是神的圣灵在我的人生里结出的果子。
And so I want to live my Christian life in such a way that there is fruit on my tree for me and fruit for others from me.
所以呢，我要让我的基督徒人生活出这样一个样子，就是说呢，在我的基督徒人生里呢，可以结出果子，我们在我的基督徒的人生里呢，也可以为其他的人结出果子。
So how do I get a good crop from the Spirit of God in my life?
所以呢，我怎么在神的圣灵里，在我的人生里丰收呢？
And the answer is3 things, goodness, righteousness, and truth.
这里呢，在第九经讲到三件事，就是良善、公义、真理。
I've got to be good in all that I do, good in the sense that I'm almost like God.
所以呢，在我所有所做的事情呢，我要做良善的事情。那良善到什么程度呢？就像神那样去良善。
And I've got to live and teach the truth.
我要活着呢，并且我要把这个真理要去教导，并且活出来。
But in the middle of that is righteousness.
但在这个真理和这个之间呢，就是一个公义。
And a holy life is required in order to be a fruitful life.
因为一个圣洁的人生呢，是需要这样的，我们以便我们活出一个也有果子的人生。
So if I allow these sins that we mentioned in verses 3 and 5 and 6 to be in our lives, if those sins are in our lives, we will not be fruitful. We'll go about the work, but we'll have a crop failure.
因为这个呢，就是呢，如果我爱那些罪，就像第三节、第五节、第六节里谈到那些罪，那么说呢，我的人生呢，就是不会结出很多果子来。如果就算我去工作，却是没有收成的。
So what we want to happen is verse 10, we want to prove what is acceptable, what is well-pleasing unto the Lord.
现在实际上呢，我们总要查验何为主所悦纳的事。
I want a good crop from my life.
我要在我的人生里呢有好的作物。
Those of you who know me, you want a good crop from my life as well.
你们那些认识我的人呢，也想让从我的人生里呢收获那个好的作物。
And if I don't produce a good crop,some of you are going to go hungry.
因为如果我不生产一些好的作物呢，你们中间有些人呢就会饥饿。
But more important than that is that God wants a good crop from my life and your life.
这个比这个更重要的呢，是神想要从我的人生和你们的人生中呢收获很好的作物。
And so we want to prove our fruitfulness in our life in such a way that we will be well pleasing to the Lord. He likes cherries too.
所以呢，我们要让我们的人生呢，也能是活出这样一个收获这样的果子呢，让神悦纳，因为神呢，他也喜欢吃樱桃的。
So we can't have a fruitful life like that and a sinful life at the same time.
因为我们不可能同时呢有那么一个有结果子的人生，同时呢也是一个有罪的人生，这两样不可能并存。
Therefore, because we walk in light and we are light, verse 11 says, we are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather we are to reprove them, to rebuke them.
因为呢，我们是在光里行，我们也是光，所以呢，在十一节里讲到的这些呢，我们就和那黑暗无益的事，就是没有关系，不要与人同行，倒要责备这事的人。
So why do we even talk about these things?
所以为什么我们甚至都不谈这些事情呢？
We talk about them in the sense that we want to argue that they are wrong. We want to make sure that we all stay away from them because if we do that, there will be greater blessing for all.
因为这个呢，就是说呢，我们就是说呢，我们甚至呢，就是要跟他们呢争论这件事，然后呢，我们跟他们这些人呢没有任何的关系，也便分辨出来，我们跟他没关系的话呢，这样呢就是对其他的人呢可以带来福气。
And verse 12 says, "For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret."
第十二节说呢，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
God's plan is that His people don't mention the details associated with this moral perversion.
所以呢，这个呢，神的计划呢是，就算我们呢，就都不要去谈论那些淫乱的那些事情和它有关的那些事情的细节。
The society in which we live takes exactly the opposite position.
所以我们今天所生活的这个社会呢，其实是完完全全与我们的位置是相反的。
It says that we must teach the details of these terrible things even to the children, the very little children in school. Teach it to them very young, they say.
因为这个呢，我们的社会时候呢，我们要把这些事情的细节呢，都要交给人，就算甚至呢，我们要交给我们的孩子们，就像孩子在学校的时候，他们还很小的时候，都要把这些罪的细节交给他们。
God says, don't teach them. God says, don't even speak about them. Don't speak about them in public. Don't speak about them in private. Don't learn about them. That's the teaching of Scripture. And it's totally the reverse of our society, all of which says our society is going to pay a terrible price.
这个呢，就是说呢，我们甚至呢，神说我们甚至都不要去谈论这些罪恶，就是说呢，在公开场合不要谈论，在私下场合呢也不要谈论，不要去教别人这些罪恶的细节。就是说呢，我们甚至说是呢，我们就都不要提出这些罪恶的细节，不要去讲，因为这些东西我们也不要去学。所以呢，神说呢，我们的社会呢是完完全全是相反的。他们想去学这些罪恶的细节，去讲这些罪恶的细节。神说呢，我们的社会最终要为这些事情付上后果的。
So verse 13 says, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he says, Awake.Thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
第13节第14节说，凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为能显明一切的就是光。所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
So, what do? We say,We're not going to be involved in those evil things. We're going to stay away from them. We're going to wake up and start doing what is right. And in the process, God will give us light.
因为这个呢，我们应该怎么去做呢？其实我们要远离刚才前面讲到的那些罪行和罪恶。我们要醒过来，醒过来呢，在光里行走，这样呢，神就会赐给我们光。
And there's a principle in all of Scripture, regarding good and evil.
因为在圣经里有很多这样的原则，关于那个所有的好的和罪恶的。
And part of that principle is this, that if you want to fill your life with doing good, then what you start with is you get rid of the evil.
所以这里一个关键呢，就是说，如果你要在你的人生里开始去行善的话呢，首先呢，在你开始之前，你就要除掉你身上的那些邪恶。
And we covered some of those principles in chapter 4.
我们在第四章里呢，已经讲得过，谈到过一些这些。
But now the principle in chapter 5 is that if you fill your life with good,The opportunity for evil will not have a place to take root.
因为在第五节里所讲到的，如果你把所有的善呢充满你自己，那么那些邪恶的东西甚至呢都没有机会能够进到你里面去。
So verse 14 again says, Wake up, you who are sleeping, rise from the dead, get to work.Christ will give you light. You fill your life with the good things and the evil things will not be there.
因为这个呢，第十四节说呢，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。所以你让你的人生呢，充满了那些良善的事情，那么邪恶的东西呢，就在你的那个人生里就没有任何的位置了。
It is not...Biblical, but there is a saying in English that goes like this. It says, the devil finds work for idle hands to do.
那这个呢不是圣经里所讲的，但是呢在英语里有这样一句话，就说呢魔鬼通常是去寻找那些游手好闲的人，在他们身上行恶。
Those are not a biblical principle. Sorry. Those are not biblical words, but they are a biblical principle.
这个呢不是圣经里面的词，但是呢却是圣经里面的原则。
So, that's the logic. You keep doing the good things, and it'll be much harder for you to find time to do the bad things.
所以呢这个呢就是也是非常有逻辑的。你如果在忙着去做善事的话呢，你就没有机会去做坏事。
So verse 15 says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
第十五节第十六节说呢，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，应当像智慧人，要救赎光阴，因为这日子邪恶。
The Christian is to be a good time manager.
所以呢，基督徒应该是一个很好的时间管理者。
The great Christians we read about in history were very diligent workers.
因为我们在那个历史上读到的那些伟大的基督徒们呢，他们都是非常勤奋的基督徒。
John Wesley was a great reformer. God used him in a wonderful way.
那个姜维子呢在那个神用他之用一个奇妙的方式使用他之前呢，他也是一个一般的人。
For many years, he used to practice preaching 5 sermons before breakfast.
所以呢有时候呢通常呢他在他吃早餐之前呢他讲5篇道。
Okay, you have to get up early in the morning to do that.
所以呢他必须呢很早起来才能这么做。
So, our verse says, verse 16, it says, redeem the time because the days are evil.
因为这个第十六节说呢要爱惜光阴因为这日子是邪恶的。
And therefore, 17 sort of gives us a conclusion of all that, and it says, wherefore?Don't be unwise, but be understanding what the will of the Lord is. Let your life, let your walk be such that it is based on the understanding of the truth of God, not your feelings, not your sins, not your expectations. You just understand the will of God and do it.
因为这个呢第十七节讲的呢不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。所以呢，你要去按照主的旨意做，不是说是按照你的感觉怎么做，也不是按照你期望的指示怎么做，也不是说按照理解的方式是去做，你要按照主的旨意，只按照主的旨意做。
And so verse 18 says, don't be drunk with wine wherein is excess.But be filled with the Spirit.
第十八节说呢，不要醉酒，酒呢使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
The world knows very much about filling themselves with wine.
所以呢，这个世界呢，他们很擅长呢，用那个酒来灌醉他们自己，让他们变得愚蠢。
If you want to feel good, they say.Have a little wine, have a little more wine, that'll make you feel good.
他们说呢，你想要感觉好的话呢，你喝点酒，再多喝一点，喝多了你就会感觉好。
God says, no, we got something far better than that. What you can do is you can be filled with the Spirit.
所以呢，神说不，你不能那么做，我们还有比这更重要的事情要做，你可以让圣灵充满你。
So, how could you get drunk with wine?
所以呢，你喝酒的时候怎么能够喝醉呢？
Well, the answer is, you drink and then you drink some more, and then you drink some more, and you keep on drinking more and more until you get drunk.
所以呢，答案就是呢，你喝一点，你再多喝一点，再多喝一点，如果你一直喝，一直喝下去，最后就把你自己给喝醉了。
And so this verse basically says there's a parallel there. If you want to be filled with wine, you drink more and more and more. If you want to be filled with the Spirit, so you take more and more and more of Him.
这个呢，这节经文告诉我们，这里有一个比喻。这个比喻说呢，如果你想喝醉呢，你就多一点一点，多喝一点，多喝一点，喝多了你就醉了。如果你要想被圣灵充满呢，那么你就多让圣灵在你里面一点一点的，最后你就被圣灵充满了。
And so verses 19 and 20 give us, if you like, a simple formula for being filled with the Spirit of God.
那第十九节、第十二节呢，给了我们简单的一个公式，就是这个呢说能够说明呢，就是呢，如果你被圣灵充满的话，你就会做下面的事儿。
You keep speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You keep singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. You keep giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You keep submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
因为刚才读的是九到二十一节，说如果你被圣灵充满了，你就会用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。如果你被圣灵充满了，凡事呢，你就凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。如果你被圣灵充满了，你就会你就会存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
So you say, well, how could I get more of the Spirit of God? How could I have more of His power in my life? How could I have more of His blessings in my life?
这个呢，你就说呢，我怎么能够获得更多的圣灵？我怎么让那个圣灵的在我的人生里呢？我怎么让圣灵的力量在我的人生里呢？我怎样让圣灵来充满我呢？
And the answer is, you can spend a lot of more time in your conversation speaking in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
这个呢，答案呢，就是说呢，你在你们互相的对话中呢，你要用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Do you talk a lot about the Lord in your daily life?
所以呢，你在你的每日日常生活中呢，你是大量的谈到主吗
？It's nice to be able to work with Christians because you can talk about the Lord while you're working.
所以呢，如果你和一个基督徒一起工作，这是一件非常好的事，因为这样呢，你在你的工作中呢，你可以大量的去谈主。
It's nice to live with Christians because you can talk about the Lord as you're living in your daily life, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You're with somebody, keep talking about the Lord Jesus.
那这个呢也是和一个基督徒呢生活在一起那也是一件很好的事情。因为呢不管你到哪里不管你说什么你不管平常在干什么你们都可以一起呢大量的呢谈论主。
And as you do that, you become more and more full of the Holy Spirit of God.
如果你这么去做呢，你就会越来更多更多的被神的圣灵充满。
And you know, it works.
你知道这个事也有用。
Some of my friends went to a Bible camp this weekend.
所以我们的有些朋友呢，这个周末他们去参加一个圣经营会。
I think about 120 of them went up to Daybreak Point Bible Camp from Heather Chapel and Bakerview Chapel. They went up yesterday, come back tomorrow.
所以呢，我认为他们大概有100到120个人呢，他们从那个这边的一个叫 Heather 的那个教会，还有另一个 Baker View 的那个教会里，他们呢去参加一个就是一天的那样一个营会，在一个岛上，他们今天周末晚上去，然后明天早上回来。
But it's true that many people who go to camp like that come back saying, you know, camp was wonderful. We had this marvelous time, and it was the best time. Sometimes they say the very best time of my life. Why? And the answer is because it was all about Jesus. We kept talking about Jesus. We kept talking about the Bible.
因为他们去参加这样的营会呢，是一件非常的奇妙的一件美好的事情。因为很多人呢，甚至他们参加完这个营会以后呢，他说这是我人生中最美好的一段时间，这是最美好的时间。为什么呢？因为他在营会里的时候呢，因为是圣经营会，他们所有的时间呢，都在谈论我们的主耶稣基督。
But it's interesting that the next elements are hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart.
另外的很有趣的另外一件事情呢，就下后面接着说是颂词、灵歌和彼此对唱、口唱、心和赞美主。
Hymns and spiritual songs and singing are all three things that come out of the mouth.
所以那个颂歌、灵歌，还有呢口唱，这所有的呢，这三个呢，都是从你的嘴里出来的。
It's interesting that it doesn't matter where you go in the world. When you meet Christians, they will be singing.
所以这里非常有趣的，不管你去世界上任何的地方。 如果你碰到一些基督徒们呢，他们都在唱歌。The
Holy Spirit of God gives us a song.
所以神的圣灵呢，赐给了我们歌。And
the opposite is also true. When we sing, we get the Holy Spirit of God.
所以呢，这个呢，很明显的也是，当我们歌唱的时候呢。
Keep on singing and let the Holy Spirit of God get into your heart.
所以呢，你一直保持歌唱，那么呢，神的圣灵呢就会进入你的心灵。
Have you ever noticed that little children, when they get happy, they often get excited and they start singing?
你有没有看见过那些小孩子，特别小的小孩子，当他们非常高兴、非常兴奋的时候呢，他们通常呢都会唱歌。They
may not know the tune. They may sing la di da di da di da with no words or no tune, but there's a singing. There's something that comes out of them when they're happy.
因为他们可能呢也不知道具体唱什么，他们也不知道那个旋律，也不知道歌词，他们就是说呢哒哩哒哩哒哩哒，也许呢没旋律，也没歌词，但是呢他们会一直唱下去，因为他们内心非常的高兴。And
mommy learns very, very early in life that if she sings to the baby becomes happy.
所以那些妈妈们呢，他们在通常呢，最开始他们就知道，如果他们跟那些婴儿唱歌的话，婴儿也会变得非常高兴。So
when we're with people, keep singing hymns, keep singing spiritual songs, just keep singing about the Savior.
所以呢，当我们在一起的时候呢，我们一定一直要唱颂词，一直要唱灵歌，哎，我们一直呢。
But what do you do when you're all alone?
那么你单独一个人待着的时候，你应该怎么做呢？
Well, you can sing when you're all alone.
你单独的时候，你也可以唱歌。And
sometimes when you can't sing out loud when you're all alone, you can sing and make melody in your heart.
所以呢，有时候呢，你可能你一个人的时候呢，你不能就是说大声的歌唱，那么呢，你可以在你的内心呢唱一个美好的旋律。And
I have noticed in my Christian experience that those who do this most are the happiest.
所以呢，在我的那个整个人生的基督徒人生里，我学会了这一点。 如果刚才提到那些东西呢，你做的越多，你就越高兴。
And I've noticed that those who don't do it very often are not always as happy as those who do.
对呢，我也知道那些不这么做的人呢，通常呢没有像那些这么做的人那么高兴。
Don't just sit there, start singing.
要只是坐在那里，要开始坐下来就开始唱。
And the question is, what would you sing?
问题是你要唱什么呢？
And the answer is, you, verse 20, you would give thanks.
答案是在第二十节里，你要感恩。
And the person who's giving thanks all the time is going to be the person who's happy. And the person who's complaining all the time isn't going to be very happy.
一个一直在感恩的人呢，他确实是一个非常高兴和幸福的人。一直一个抱怨的人呢，他不可能是一个高兴和幸福的人。So
stop complaining, start being happy, start singing, say thank you, Lord.
所以呢，不要抱怨，而要开始呢去感恩，开始去歌唱，要跟主说呢感谢你主。
Verse 20 is interesting. It says, give thanks, giving thanks for all things.
那第二十节呢非常有意思，说呢，凡事要感恩。
There is a parallel verse in the epistles. It says, giving thanks in all things.
现在有一节平行的经文呢是这么讲的。 在每一件事里，在所有的事情里都要感恩。Now
the Christian is to be giving thanks all the time.
所以呢，作为基督徒们来说呢，所有的时间呢，我们都在感恩。You
know, you can always find something to be thankful for.
所以呢，你知道吗？你总会找到一些事情可以感恩的。
And sometimes you put yourself to the assignment and you say, I'm going to list all the things that I can be thankful for.
所以呢，有时候呢，你在一个任务里面，你说呢，我要列出来所有的我要献上感恩的事情。
And when you do that, you usually get a pretty good list.
所以呢，如果你那么去列一个表的话呢，你会列成也列一个很长的表。
But this verse doesn't say in all things give thanks. It says for all things give thanks.
这节经文并没说呢，在每一件事里面你要感恩。这节经文讲的是你要为每一件事情感恩。
Does anything ever happen to you that you don't like? And you say it's awfully hard to give thanks for this.
你在你身上有没有发生一些不愉快的事情呢? 你说呢,这样的事情,我很难说我要为这件事情感恩。And
the Lord says, I want you to learn to give thanks for all things.
所以呢,主说呢,我要你们学会凡事感恩。
I heard a great man of God many years ago tell us that he read that verse just after his wife died.
所以呢，我在听到这么一个故事，就是说呢，我们听到一个伟大的属神的一个人呢，在他太太死了以后，他读的是。He
said it was one of the hardest things he ever did in his life. But he said, Lord, I am going to thank you for the fact that my wife died.
所以呢，他的妻子呢，去世呢，在他人生中呢，是他最悲伤的一件事情，也是他在他人生中最难过的一件事情。所以他说的主啊，尽管这样，我要为我的妻子死而感恩。Okay,
now that happens. You can do that when the Spirit of God is in you. What God wants is to fill us with His Spirit, and when we're full of His Spirit, we can give thanks for all things, as well as giving thanks in all things. Our response is to keep on giving thanks.
这个呢，就是说，如果圣的圣灵呢在你里面的话呢，你就会这么做，你就会凡事感恩。这样呢，神呢他会一直赐给你圣灵，让他的圣灵充满你，充满你，这样你就可以在每一件事情里面感恩，你也可以为每一件事情感恩。所以呢，你最终呢就变成一个感恩的人。
Now we often read in Scripture our responsibility.To, be filled with the Spirit of God. I think this is one of the ways we can. I think we take verses 19, 20, and 21, and we say, Lord, I'm going to live these verses in order that you can fill me with your Spirit.
所以呢，我们通常在很多场合呢，我们都要在谈到要被圣灵充满。实际上，我们是可以做到的。这第十九节经文第十二节、第二十节经文告诉我们，如果你照着第十九节、第二十节、第二十一节这么去做呢，你可以让圣灵充满你。
So verse 21 says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord.
第二十节说呢，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
It's often hard to give thanks for all things.
所以呢，通常呢很难呢，凡事感恩。
It's often also hard to submit ourselves to one another.
所以呢，通常呢也是很难对我们来说呢彼此顺服。
Sometimes I want to go east.And the others that I live with, or that I'm working with, or that I worship with, want to go west.
有时候呢，我想往东走。那么说呢，那些有时候和我一起生活的，或者和我一起工作的，或者和我在一起敬拜的呢，当我想往东的时候，他们想往西走。
What do we do under those circumstances?
这种情况下，我们怎么办呢？
We submit one to another.
我们要彼此顺服。
And the Lord will bless under those circumstances more and more with His Spirit.
所以呢，在这种情况下呢，神呢就会用他的圣灵呢，给我们更多更多的赐福。
Now, submitting to one another is a very important part of the Christian life.
所以呢，彼此顺服呢，是我们基督徒人生中间非常非常重要的一部分。
It is true in all circumstances of life. I believe especially true in our generation.
所以呢，是对所有的人来说呢，这个都是一个事实。我们要彼此顺服，但特别的来说，对我们这一代人来说呢，我们尤其要彼此顺服。
The philosophy of life that is taught mostly to our generation is a psychology which says you be true to yourself. You do what is right for you. You are the boss.You live a self-centered life and you will be happy.
所以呢，我们当今的哲学呢，对我们当今的这一代人所说出的那个心理上的那个话呢，讲的就是说呢，你要做你自己，你想怎么做，你就怎么做，你要以自我为中心，这样呢，你就会成为一个幸福的人。
That may be the teaching of philosophy, and that may be the teaching of psychology, but it's not the teaching of the Bible.
其实这有可能是哲学呢所教导的，有可能呢也是心理学所教导的，但是却不是圣经所教导的。
So the theme now that is going to be developed by the apostle in the verses that follow are the responsibilities that we have to submit to one another.
所以呢，这个呢，后面接着呢，当然就是使徒保罗他扩展来讲一下，我们作为基督徒的话，在一些场所里，我们怎样要彼此顺服。
And so, from verse 22, you have the responsibility of wives. From verse 25, the responsibility of husbands. From chapter 6 and verse 1, the responsibility of children. from verse 4, the responsibility of fathers, and verse 6, the responsibility of servants or employees, and verse 9, the responsibility of bosses, masters.
你这个呢，从第二十节、二十二节开始呢，你是作为一个妻子，你应该负上的责任。那么第二十五节讲呢，你作为一个丈夫，你要负的责任。第六节讲的呢，第六章的第一节讲的，你作为儿女要负的责任。然后第四节讲的呢，你作为父亲要负的责任。第五节讲呢，你们作为仆人要负的责任。 第六节讲呢，第六节讲第九节讲你们作为老板要负的责任。
So now the responsibility of the Christian is to be a godly example and to live the life of the Spirit in every relationship in our lives.
所以呢，在我们作为基督徒的这样我们的职责呢，就是在我们各自的角色里做出一个让神满意的，我们作为这样的一个榜样的，在我们各样的角色中，我们应该怎样去活出来。
And the first of these responsibilities is in the marriage relationship.
首先呢，这个 要这样的关系呢，实际是在婚姻关系里面。It's
not surprising that this is the most important relationship apart from our relationship with the Lord Jesus. It's the most important relationship in life.
所以毫无疑问呢，这是我们人生中呢，除了我们和主之间的关系之外的，我们之间最重要的这个关系就是夫妻关系。
How do you have a happy marriage?
你怎么样可以有一个幸福的婚姻呢?
And the Apostle Paul says, I can tell you how to have a happy marriage.
于是德保罗说呢，我可以告诉你怎么样有一个幸福的婚姻。
We have no evidence that Paul himself was married, that he had a happy marriage. We're not sure of that.
所以呢，我没有任何的证据证明呢，使得保罗他结了婚了，而且有一个幸福的婚姻。我没有这样的证据，我们不能证明。But
he understood the Lord well enough to tell them how they could have a happy marriage.
嗯呢，他认识主呢，认识到一个足够的程度呢，主告诉他，他可以告诉我们，我们怎样有一个幸福的婚姻。
And so he says, verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
第二节说呢，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
And you say, what?
你说什么?
Okay, what would you do if the Lord Jesus Christ were your husband?
所以呢，如果那个主耶稣基督是你的丈夫，你会怎么做？
Well, I guess you'd pretty much say, Lord, you're the boss. You're the one who's in charge. What do I do? How do I do it? I think that if the Lord Jesus Christ were to walk into the room that any one of us are sitting in right now, and were simply to say to us, excuse me, but I would like you to go and get me a glass of water. What would you do?
那这个里面呢，就是说呢，我们认为，如果主耶稣基督是我们的丈夫，我们会说啊，主耶稣基督，你是主宰，你是掌控一切的，你让我干什么就干什么，你让我做什么就做什么。现在呢，我打举个例子，就是说呢，如果说是主耶稣基督现在来到你或者你们的房间，你们在任何地方任何的房间住进来以后，如果主耶稣基督跟你说呢，帮我拿杯水吧，你会怎么做？
Well, we'd go get him a glass of water, wouldn't we?
我们会很快就去帮他倒一杯水，是不是？
Can you believe the words that are written here in the 23rd verse? submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
你们大家可相信吗？在这第二十二节经文里讲到的，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。
You say, that's the way I'm supposed to relate to my husband?
你说这是我应该和我丈夫之间有的关系吗？
The answer is yes, that's what the Lord expects.
答案是是的，这就是主希望你和你的丈夫之间的关系。
Do you think that if the wives of this world were to behave that way toward their husband, do you think there would be fewer divorces?
你认为当今世界上如果所有的妻子们都这样按照第二十二节去做，你认为世界上还会有离婚吗？
Yeah, I think there would. I also think that it would be pretty hard for the wives to say yes sometimes when the husband doesn't act like the Lord himself, but she's supposed to do what the Lord would have her do, and she is supposed to submit herself to her husband as to the Lord.
这个呢，我知道是的，婚姻离婚会下降。但是如果说呢，你认为有时候她的丈夫呢，他的行为呢，并不是说像主希望的那样。那这个时候对妻子来说呢，你就是很难去顺服丈夫。但是这句经文告诉你呢，你们要顺服你们的丈夫，就像顺服主一样。
And so the question is, why would they do that? Why would wives do that?
这现在问题就是为什么妻子们要那么做呢？
Verse 23 says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body.
这答案是在第二十三节里。第三节说，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是这身体的救主。
Okay, so the husband is the head of the wife. That's what the Bible says.
所以这里讲到呢，丈夫是妻子的头，这就是圣经所讲的。
That's not what the society says, that's not what the psychology says.
这个并不是我们的社会所讲的，也不是说是那个心理学家所说的。
There has been a very, very strong, active rejection of this in the Western society for the last 125-130 years.
所以呢，这个呢，在过去的西方社会的100甚至230年来，这个整个的社会呢，对这里讲的是非常的拒绝的。
It's true, Christians are different than what we are being taught in our society today.
所以当今呢，这个也是一个事实，我们社会教给我们的和基督徒里我们被教导的呢是不一样的。
And it is true that many in our society today are very strongly opposed to this kind of teaching.
这个也是一个事实，在我们当今的社会呢，对这样的教导呢是极其抵抗的。
And it's true, either the Bible is right and our society is wrong,or our society is right and the Bible is wrong.
那么现在问题呢，是圣经是对的呢，我们的社会是错的呢，或者说圣经是错的，我们的社会是对的呢？
And you can't have it both ways. It's either right or wrong. You either reject the Bible or you reject the world. But you can't have them both. Our society is wrong when it comes to the role of the wife.In the family to the husband.
所以这个呢，里面呢就是一个是非问题，你不可能两样都同意。你或者说呢不同意我们社会所教的，你或者不同意圣经所教的。所以呢，你必须做出选择，你必须选择对错。所以呢，我们你是要选择顺服社会呢，还是顺服圣经呢？
Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
你的儿子就说呢,教会怎样顺服基督,妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
In how much?
要顺服多少呢?
Well, the word says in everything.
这个词说呢,是凡事。
What?
什么?
Is that really the case?
这是真的是这样个意思吗?
That's what the Bible says.
这就是圣经说的。
Wow. Do you think some homes would be different if this were practiced?
So, 如果你认为这一个在一个家里开始这么去做的话, 这一家人跟其他人会是不一样吗?
And the answer is yes.
答案是是。
Big changes in society if this were practiced.
所以如果这样的大家都这么去做的话，对我们整个的社会呢，那是个巨大的改变。
All right, that's the role of wives. What about the role of husbands?
那么呢，刚才讲到是妻子的角色，那么丈夫的角色是什么样的？
Okay, and it says, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
第二，我就说呢，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
How much did Christ love the church?
那么基督有多爱他的教会?
Well, in laying the foundation for the church, as you read in the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you read of the great love that the Lord Jesus Christ had for the people, who many of whom ultimately would end up in the church.
你读到的马太、马可、路加、约翰福音这所有的福音里面所讲到的主耶稣基督讲的那个最伟大的爱，最终呢是归结到他爱教会。
I got two or three things rolling through my head here. This is very powerful ministry.
因为他大难里现在两三件事情都在想，这个呢是非常有力量的一个服事。
This is what the Bible teaches.
毕竟圣经所教导的。
And it's not always what people want to hear.
这通常呢不是那些人呢他们喜欢听的。
Don't run away.
你不要离开。
Don't go away mad.
所以呢不要走开。
This is the secret of success. And if we follow it, the blessings of God will be wonderful.
所以这是成功的奥秘。如果我们去遵循这个呢，那么神给我们的赐福是极其美好的。
Back to verse 25 again. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. That's how much the husbands are to love their wives.
因为这个第二十五节说呢，我们回到这，你们做丈夫呢，要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，这就是丈夫要多爱妻子。Now,
not every husband do love their wives that way.
所以呢，并不是每一个丈夫都以这样的方式去爱他们的妻子。Many
husbands are planning to divorce their wife. They'd far rather divorce their wife than live this.
现在其实呢，很多丈夫呢，他们都在想跟他们的妻子离婚，他们计划着要离婚。But
God says no. Remember now that husbands are to love their wives. If husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church, do you think it would be hard or easy for wives to submit to the husband?
你这个的神说不，你们的丈夫呢要爱你们的妻子。如果那个丈夫就像主耶稣基督爱教会那样去爱他的妻子，你认为对妻子们来说呢，是容易顺服他们的丈夫呢，还是难顺服他们的丈夫呢？
And the answer is, yeah, be pretty easy to submit yourself to the husband if you were the Lord Jesus Christ.
答案呢，就是这是非常容易的。如果你的丈夫，你要顺服你丈夫，你丈夫是主耶稣基督的话，那太容易了。
You would willingly do it just because you know how much he loves you.
所以呢，你是愿意去顺服他，因为呢，你知道他是有多么的爱你。
Husbands, love your wives. Verse 26 says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
第二句就说呢，要用水借着神的话语把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
Husbands, love your wives to the point where you behave before her, you encourage her in such a way as to perfect her by washing her and with the word of God.
因为你那个丈夫要爱妻子，你在妻子面前呢，要这么去爱她，爱她就像呢，就是你如果这么让基督，像基督那样，就像是用水，就是借着神的话把她洗净，就把你的妻子洗。
Verse 26 says, the Lord Jesus loves, verse 27 says, the Lord Jesus loves us so that he might present us to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that he should be holy and without blemish.
第二期就说呢，可以献给自己这个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的东西，而是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
So everything the Lord does for us is in order for our own benefit, and He does it in order to perfect us so that we become all that we could and should be.
因为呢，这个呢。主耶稣基督在我们身上所有的行的事情呢，他都是为了爱我们，让我们变得完美，所以呢，我们就会成为我们应该成为的样子。
That's how men ought to love their wives.
这就是人应该怎么样去爱他的妻子的。
Verse 28 says, So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies.
第二十八节继续说呢，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身体。
Well, that was the plan from the beginning, wasn't it? That man would leave their father and their mother, cleave unto their wife, and the two would become one flesh.
所以这就是计划的开始，就这样的。那个父亲母亲在一起呢，他们最终呢，从一开始就结合在一起，成为一个整体，一个身子。
How much should the man love his wife? As much as he loves his own body.
所以一个男人要怎样去爱他的妻子呢？就像这个男人爱自己的身体一样。
Wow, that's a whole lot.
Wow, 这个是很不错的。
Verse 28 goes on and says, He that loves his wife loves himself.
第二十八继续说呢。爱妻子便是爱自己了。
The reverse is also true.
这个经文呢也是对的。
If a man doesn't love his wife, sooner or later, he's going to realize that the offense was against himself.
所以一个男人呢，如果他不爱他的妻子，迟迟早早，他最后会发现呢，这样呢，的坏处都会闹到他自己身上。
For no man ever yet, verse 29, hated his own flesh, but he honors and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church.
第二节就说呢，从来没有人恨恶自己的肉，总是保养爱惜，就像主待教会一样。
How much does the Lord Jesus love you?
那么主耶稣基督有多爱你呢？
Well, just as much as you love your own body.
就像你爱你自己的身体一样。
Do you love your own body?
你爱你自己的身体吗？
Well, most of us do. Did you have a good supper? Did you have a good breakfast?
所以我们大多数人都会爱惜自己身体。你每天吃晚饭，吃早饭吗？
Why?
为什么呢?
Because you love your body.
因为你爱你的身体。
How much does the Lord Jesus love you?
你主耶稣基督有多爱你呢?
Well, just as much as you love your body.
就像你爱你自己的身体一样。
How much is the husband to love his wife?
那么丈夫应该多爱妻子呢?
Just as much as he loves his own body.
就像他爱自己的身体一样去爱他的妻子。
What would happen if you had a marriage where the wife lived up to the responsibilities that she has to submit to her husband, and the husband lived up to the responsibilities he has to love his wife? What do you think that marriage would be like?
现在你去想象一下，如果一个妻子活出这样的去顺服他的丈夫，一个丈夫活出那样的去爱他的妻子像自己身体一样，你认为这个婚姻会是什么样子呢？
Be a pretty good marriage.
一个非常美好的婚姻。
Do you think there'd be a lot of thought about divorce in a marriage like that?
你认为像这样的一个婚姻里，他们有想过要离婚吗？
No. This is God's plan. This is God's perfect plan for a happy marriage. It's a marvelous principle.
不会，他们不会想着离婚，这就是神的那个神奇的计划，对一个幸福的婚姻所立出的原则。
Verse 30 says, For we are members of Christ's body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh.
第三十节，第三十一节说呢，因为我们是他身上的肢体，是他的肉，他的骨。为了这个缘故，人要离开父母，与他妻子联合，二人成为一体。
All right, well, that's maybe where we should leave it for tonight. We're towards the end of our time. The Lord basically is teaching us that.Because of all the blessings he has brought us into, we have the responsibility, we have the privilege of living in the light of these.
因为这个呢，我们今天呢要停在这里，因为时间的关系，所以呢，这个里面的主基本上就是告诉我们，因为神给我们所有的赐福，所以我们有这样的责任，我们也有这样的荣幸，去把这样的我们自己的责任担当起来。
Christianity is not just something that starts in the heart.
所以呢，那个基督徒呢，基督徒的人生不光光是从内心开始的。
And Christianity is not something that that affects us only in the future when we get to heaven.
所以呢，基督精神呢，不光光是呢，就是当我们去到天堂以后才可以影响到我们。
Christianity is something that gets us right down in the middle of where we are today, and it basically says this is the only way to live because it's the only way to find happiness and peace and prosperity.
你这个基督徒呢，这个就是说呢，基督精神呢，它一直是就是说。是恰恰真真实实的发生在我们身上，这样的我们如果照着这样的基督精神这样的原则去活了，我们就会有喜乐，我们就会有平安，我们就会有成功。
All right, well, a little more on this then. Next week, we're looking forward to learning more about our relationships in life.
所以呢，这下个星期呢，我们希望呢，在我们会学更多一点关于我们人生中所有的这样的一些关系。
So again, thanks to Kevin Yip for joining us tonight. We hope to hear from him next week. And Eric, if you're able to be there, maybe you would just close off in prayer for us this evening, please.
因为我们再一次要谢谢 Kevin Yip， 我们希望呢他下个星期呢能在这里跟我们讲。那个 Eric， 如果你现在还在那里的话呢，你会给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your wonderful grace.
Amen.
我们在天上的父啊，我们要感谢您那个奇妙的恩典。
We thank you that he left the riches of heaven to come down to us, a world that so much needed salvation.
所以呢，我们非常感恩呢，您让这样的救恩呢来到一个我们这样的世界呢，我们需要您的救恩的。
Lord, we thank you for the perfect Savior.
所以主啊，我们要为这个完美的救主感恩。
Lord, not only did he make full provision for our sins to be forgiven on Calvary's cross.
所以主啊，他不光是在那个格格塔山上的十字架上，我们提供了完美的救恩。
But we thank you too, Lord, for that he's the great high priest at your right hand who intercedes for us when we fail.
所以主啊，我们也非常感恩，他是那个最高的祭司，在您的右手边，当我们失败的时候，他为我们说情。
Lord, we couldn't live the Christian life without our great high priest continually bearing us on his heart.
所以主啊，我们不可能活出我们的基督徒的人生，如果没有我们的最高祭司在那里为我们说情的话。
So help us, Lord, to look to him, David.
所以主啊，请你帮助我们仰望他。
We ask this tonight and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祈求这些并献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.